Anyway, this week we lay in Parshas Naso. At least here in Chutz Laaretz, people who come from Eretz Yisrael laid it already yesterday. But in Parshas Naso, one of the mitzvahs in Parshas Naso is the mitzvah of vidui, confessing one's sins. So it mentions that it's a little tricky. You read the psukim. It says Isha Ishak. It says Ki Asumi Kol Chatot Hashem L'mo Mal BaHashem. It's like they act treacherously, but it comes out because I'll teach us. It's talking about you're withholding money. You stole money, or you're withholding money, and then you take a false shvua that no, I didn't steal anything, and then you confess that you stole the money. So it means it's a mitzvah of vidui, and the mitzvah of vidui means that he's going to bring a korban. He'll do the vidui on the korban. But Chazal teach us that vidui isn't just when you have a korban. Vidui is for any mitzvah in the Torah. You have to do vidui. So one question is, why does the Torah teach me the mitzvah vidui? It's really Gezel Hager. In other words, one of the cases that's included here is if you steal from a convert, is one of the additional things that ends in the Parsha. So then the Ger is not alive anymore, so you give the money to the Kohanim. But why does it teach me this mitzvah vidui by Gezel? So there's a piece that Reb Simon has in his Zimri Baruch. He quotes from the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes quotes from his grandfather, the Chidush Erim, and he wants to say that like every Aveira in essence has an aspect of theft with it, because our bodies are on loan to us from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We don't own the bodies. We're misusing Hashem's property when we steal. When we do any Aveira, we're misusing Hashem's property. So it's teaching vidui by theft, but it's teaching me in essence that all Aveirot are in some way an aspect of theft. And the quotes here also from the Rav, and this is cited in the Sefer Shaila Torah, on the Ilah, at the end of the Tefillah on the Ilah, after we finish our silent Shemon Esrei, or silent Tefillah, I should say, on the Ilah, so then we have the Vidui, and then after the Ilah we say, you extend your hand to sinners, and your right hand is extended to people who do tshuva, and you taught us to make vidui leman nechdal me oshek yadenu, so that we see stealing. So there's a lot of aveiros that people do during the year. You know, when the alchet, we mentioned many aveirot, and that's not in any way comprehensive. Why of all situations do we mention on Yom Kippur that, you know, that we should cease stealing? Why is stealing so chashuv? So the Rav is expanding out of what we said before. He's saying that like again, everything belongs to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and so when Hashem gives us the bodies to do mitzvos, to do His ratzon in this world, so when I do other things that are not His ratzon, that's misusing His property. That's the basic idea, he says. So with the mitzvah vidu, there's a lot to talk about the mitzvah vidu. There's a whole shock of atari. I'm not going to get into great length about it. There's a question: is there a mitzvah? Is there a positive mitzvah? Tshuva, vidui is very much connected with tshuva. You know, the Ramban, other Rishonim hold that there is a mitzvah of tshuva. And then the Rambam, the way the Minchas Chinuch understands it, the Rambam holds that there's no mitzvah per se of doing tshuva. In other words, it means, the way the Minchas Chinuch understands it, tshuva is like getting divorced. In other words, if you want to get divorced, this is the way you do it. But it means, according to the other Rishonim, let's say I don't put on tefillin, or a Machal Shabbos, so I have one Aveira for not putting on tefillin, or an Aveira for Machal Shabbos, then I have another Aveira for not doing tshuva, because I should be, in other words, I did the Aveira, and then I have a mitzvah to do tshuva when I do the Aveira. But according to the way the Menchas Chinuch understands the Rambam, you don't get punished for lack of tshuva, because tshuva is just, if you want to get out of the pickle, you utilize tshuva, but not that it's a mitzvah per se. It's like, in other words, it's a mitzvah that Hashem shows you how to exit the problem, but other people say, no, that's not really what the Rambam has in mind. But why do we do vidui? Why does the Torah, I should say, command us to do vidui? So I'll read a few lines for the Sefer HaChinuch, and then we'll probably run out of time. So he says, Mishar Shea Mitzvah. So the Sefer HaChinuch, when he gives reasons for the mitzvah, he always says, Mishar Shea Mitzvah. So one of my Rebbeim, Rav Abba Bronshpil, I think he quoted the Rav on this, he says, why does the Sefer HaChinuch always say Mishar Shea Mitzvah? He doesn't say Tameh Mitzvah. So he says that because we never really know, a person should never think he really knows the real reason for the mitzvah. So he says, like, this is like the root, this is, it seems logical it is, but we can't be sure. He says, L'fisha b'hodat avon b'peh, titgaleh machshevet achotei b'dato, shumamin b'met ki galui b'edu l'fnei hakel b'ruchu, kol ma'aseihu. When a person confesses before a Kaddish Baruch Hu, there's just to you and the Ribbono Shel Olam, and I confess the sin before the Ribbono Shel Olam, that it means that I'm a mamin, I believe that Hashem knows everything. He says, "Well, yes, ayin roa, I believe ayin roa, kein roa." In other words, I'm saying, like, Rebbe Shalom, you know the MS. I know the MS, and I confess I did an Aveira. So it's saying, like, I have a certain amount of emunah. Gami tochas kredachei pefrat, ubit nacham olav, yizahari menu yoter, pamachera leval yemech shol nechshalbo. In addition to which, when I confess the sin, much less likely to revert and to do it again. If I confess it before the Ribbono Shel Olam, achar shemar b'fiv, kizub kizu asiti v'nizkalti b'masai, if I say this is what I did, and I was very foolish, is I don't know what I was doing. He says, "Yenigdar shel yishuv lasod kain umitokach yiratzelut neiboro." And in such a fashion, he'll be, you know, pleasing before a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'akel tova kafeitz betovat briyotav hadrukim derech zu yizkuba. So Hashem gives us this way to kind of straighten out the whole thing. Now, when we talk about bidui, I think we most commonly associate it with the amim noraim. That's when we associate it, right? Tshuva and things like that. But in halacha, there's another, and indeed, a person should always, you know, be mitbonein. That's the essence of all the bali musar. That a person should have introspection. Ideally speaking, a person every evening should think over before he goes to sleep, what did I do today? I had a whole day. You know, I got up at 5, 6 or later, and then I spent the whole day. What did I do today? How much time did I spend studying Torah? How much time did I do mitzvot? How did I speak to people? Did I speak to my wife correctly, my kids correctly, the other people I dealt with? This would be the ideal, and to make a cheshbon before you go to sleep every night. This would be ideally speaking. But there's, in Shulchan Aruch, it brings down in Yerodea, Siman Reish Shin Lamed Chet, it brings down that when a person, Rachman Slan, before a person dies, the person should make a vidui. So he says, Natalamud Omrimlo Hitvade, before a person dies, if it looks like that you're not doing so well, so we tell him to confess. But Omrimlo Harbe Hitvadu Vlometu, we say many people were mitvad and didn't die. He says, Barbei shlo hitvadu metu. People didn't do vidui and died. It was harsh tamitvada atachai. So hopefully, in the merit that you're doing a vidui, hopefully you'll live. But this way, you'll have the vidui. Now, Chazal teach us, the Gemara learns in Masechet Sanhedrin, that even the chayvei mita from Bezdin would make vidui. In other words, like the Gemara learns from in Sefer Yehoshua, there's an incident where Yehoshua declares all the property in Yericho Cherem. So either it means it's consecrated, or it means it's prohibited to be used, either way. And then was one person, Achan, then Carmi, he pillaged, he took things from the Cherem of Yericho. And as a result of that, so Klal Yisrael, they suffered a defeat in Ai, and they were Mabarer, that he was the one who had, you know, had done it. So he's being executed, but Yeshua says before he's executed, you should be misvada. You should confess your sins. And he did confess his sins. So Chazal teach us that even if a person did a terrible Aveira, but if he confesses the sins, so the death and the confession of sins can be a kapara. Nobody wants to die. But if you're a mamin, and in other words, some sins are so egregious that even death alone, won't expiate the sin. But if you do tshuva, then it will. So everybody's encouraged to do it. Now, there's a story about the Chafetz Chaim. This is years before he actually died. He was sick once. And he was in pain, and he started to complain. He said, I can't get over it. He said, everybody waits to the last minute to make a whole cheshbon on what they did. And he says, like, now, you know, now he was afraid that he would die. I see how difficult it is. In other words, like Rahman al-Islam, if you're at that point, is sometimes, you know, it's not like you're lying in bed, you know, like watching TV. You know, it's a person could be in pain. A person might not be of a clear mind. It's very hard to even gather one's thoughts about all of one's life if you wait to the last minute. So that's what Chazal teach us. That a person should always think, tomorrow could be the day, Rachman Islam, that I die, and I want to get my act together and do vidui. But the cornerstone of tshuva is vidui, and the cornerstone of vidui is hitbonanud, introspection into one's actions. And that's what the mitzvah of vidui is in this parsha. All right, so there's much more to talk about vidui, but I think that's it for today. Okay, we have a time left.